The other day I was on Facebook scrolling my timeline and just checking to see some of my friends back home, see what they were doing. Most of them are not doing shit like I suspected, but still, I was checking it out. And then there was this female acquaintance that I knew of. We went to elementary school, we went to high school, and we used to be kind of close. We never was, you know, like that or anything. And so she just happened to message me, "Oh, I've been watching you on YouTube and all the rest." And I was like, "Hey, you know, you still look good. Your booty's still big. And, you know, ha ha ha, you know how that is." So she said, "You know, what's your number? I'll give you a call." So she proceeded to call. And, you know, you have that fake ass, you know, 3 to 4 minutes. "Hey, how you doing? Hey, it's good to hear. Where you been? Oh, my God." You know how that goes. And then she was initially married. Now she's divorced. And, you know, she asked me if, you know, if I was seeing anybody. And I asked her the same. And she said, "You know, I just got out of a relationship that lasted about a year." I said, "Oh, okay, well. Well, why did it end?" "So, you know, I'm looking for some of the fucked up reasons. He beat me. He cheated on me. He stole my daughter's Kool-Aid. I caught him stealing Wi-Fi from my internet." No, she says, "You know, he would not convert to Christianity." I said, "Really?" I said, "That's so. You mean the brother was doing all right? I mean, no, he was faithful, he had a good job, but he, I think he was Islamic or some sort of other kind of religion. He didn't want to come to church. He didn't want to, you know, be a Christian. So because he couldn't believe in my faith, you know, it had to end." Now, I'm thinking to myself, this bitch, every picture on her Facebook outside of 2 or 3 is low cut titties, this big old nice ass that she got, all on Instagram, just booty just hanging all out. It's marvelous. I need to grab it when I get back, if she let me. And I told her that too, by the way, because, you know, I'm thirsty. I had to, you know, let me grab that ass, you know. But, and she has a baby out of wedlock. This is what she does. But, and then I had to point out some things about herself. I said, "Listen, man, you know, remember that picture you took at Club Leroy's last week? Yeah, well, you didn't go to church Sunday, so you don't really believe in Jesus yourself. You're not a practicing Christian. I mean, you still be fucking every now and then. You, nigga, you ain't going to heaven. So how can you hold this man to the same standard that you're not living up to?" This motherfucker gonna tell me what I'm about to say right now. Well, O'Shea, God is not through with me yet. I said, "Here we go with the nigga shit. More nigga fuckery today." So I was taken aback by the bullshit, and I started thinking about you niggas. I mean, I gotta keep it real. How many times have I heard y'all say one or two motherfuckers, "God cannot judge me. Only he can judge me. God can judge me. I'm sorry. Our God is not through with me yet." This come from you church going niggas. Now, I stopped going to church. You know, my mama and them wanted me to be a preacher because, you know, if you listen to my delivery, it's, you know, kind of on that same kind of pace. And, you know, I have the ability to influence people. But one of the reasons why I will never be a preacher or never deal with you niggas in church, because you niggas ain't shit. Y'all are some of the most trifling motherfuckers on planet Earth. You are going to bust hell wide open along with me. See, that's the difference between you niggas and me. I know I'm fucked up. And I don't mind telling it. See, that's the difference between you fake ass Negro opinion Christians. Y'all don't want to admit that you niggas smoke weed. Some of y'all sell the shit illegally. Some of you putting coke in the weed. Some of y'all is doing all types of trifling ass shit in these churches. You know, some of y'all alternative lifestyle also, but that's another video. And then when you always, when somebody points out your fucker, God ain't through with me yet. Please be patient with me. God ain't through. So my question to you niggas is this. When in the fuck is God gonna be through with your trifling dusty ass? Because we all wanna know. Because we've been watching y'all fuck up for so many years in these churches. You preachers, you goddamn deacons, you choir directors. Let me talk about you choir directors. I gotta sip on coffee. Some of y'all are so sweet that when you direct and diabetes and insulin just drop out your hands. It's just crazy. At least y'all used to try to cover the shit up. But y'all bold now. Y'all be showing up to these conferences and everything like that with the purses and all of this. And then when somebody asks you, God ain't through with me yet. Well, I mean, we know that you don't want to follow what the Bible is telling you. This is not just for them. This is for all of y'all. Y'all say that because you know that you don't want to change. But you keep expecting other motherfuckers to change. This is like, there's this one dude who is on YouTube, but I'm calling a nigga name. He has a boyfriend in church. And he is always calling other people out. And I'm thinking to myself, like, because you can't be an ad hominem, right? You can't be an ad hominem. But you got to listen to his points. You got to concede his argument, agree what he's saying. But brother, you are living a lifestyle that is contradictory to the scriptures, nigga. I mean, like, this is is God not, see, God ain't going to be through with you because y'all are fucked up. From the choir directors, from the pimping pastors with the perms, and the 80,000 zoot suits, from all of you niggas that stay in this bullshit, and you all expect people to live up to the same fucking standard that you don't. And when they can't live up to standard, it can't be God ain't through with them. You like that? See, when it's somebody else, you have no patience with them. Send them to hell. God destroy them. God destroy them like Sodom and Gomorrah. But when it's you, he ain't through with me. Please be patient. This is why y'all are crazy. And I want to know, when is God going to be through with you? Because if in my estimation, he been through with you. He been done with your dusty ass. Because he know God ain't fucking with you like that. He knows you are a hypocrite. And he can't wait for you to bust hell wide open. Even the devil don't want your dusty ass. And I'm just, this is the reason why I don't fuck with churches. I would never pastor a church. Never. As much talent as I think I could bring to the black church, I would not pastor you niggas to save my life. Because I'm fucked up enough by myself. I don't need to be in the congregation with you niggas. This is the reason why don't nobody take no black Christian serious. Just backbiting like my grandma just be, oh my God, used to be just so fake with the bullshit. Sit there and talk about an old bitch behind somebody back. Hey baby, how you? You were just talking about her. Now all of a sudden it's, hey baby, you look nice in that dress. Oh, fuck her. Come on, grandma. And all these wigs and stuff. You talking about her wig look messed up? But you got a wig on and your wig is messed up. this is why I stopped fucking with y'all. So I don't go nowhere near around it. I'm still a believer, but I also believe you niggas ain't shit. That's what I believe. Scratch that. David Carroll voice. I don't believe. I know. And this is why. When you look at these niggas, who can take? I'm trying to tell somebody. Please be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. I mean, nigga, this is nobody got time for you and all of your bullshit. I know this is turning into a rant, but be patient with who? Wasn't God destroying shit like in a drop of a dime in the Old Testament? Is that God not the same no more? Like all of a sudden, God pulls to be patient with you when he know you full of motherfucking shit. Nigga, get your ass out of here. Y'all lucky I ain't God. Because y'all would say that. I'm trying to tell you. See, let me be God for like a day or two. I'll just be freezing niggas where they stand. I'll freeze you and let you feel all of the like effects of like having to take a shit and somebody whooping your ass. I'll do that. If I was God, don't worry about that. I get you straight. So anyways, listen. Thank you so much for the video. This is I had to talk about this. Like, share the video. Hit me up. No. You instruct. No. You niggas don't email me, please. Because when you email me, y'all email me some stupid ass shit. And I don't really have time to be responding to the 10,000 word emails. One nigga was so annoying. Let me just say this real quick, okay? If I give you my WhatsApp number, do not send me stupid ass shit. I had to block a nigga for sending me dumb ass shit all the time. This is stupidity. This is the reason why when y'all niggas email me, it's always something that don't make no sense. This is always something stupid. For the most part, it's dumb. You know, like 55% of the emails I get is like, what are you doing? So don't email me if it's stupid. If it's dumb, I'm just gonna block your email and I'm not even gonna respond. Have something to say. Be concise with the shit, dog. I have getting emails from all you niggas all the time. My patience is thin. Help me help you. Okay? All my contact information is in the thing. Check out my Dr. Action comic. Okay? You can request my 4 ebooks for the NegroManosphere.com. Check out my website daily, NegroManosphere.com. It's in the description. Go get the free ebooks. It's 4 of them. All right? Black Male Media. Support us. If you want to support on Patreon, you can do that also. If not, I know it's Christmas time. You know, niggas need money and kids and all that. I understand. But thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting. I really love you, brothers, love all you people, but I'm tired of y'all. Y'all niggas need to go somewhere with that bullshit. I ain't the one to be buying it, okay? Try that with somebody else. I'm a nigga too, okay? I know y'all. I know what you're talking about. I know why you're talking about it. I'm in the Niggonomics Institute. I know you niggas. So don't play with me. Play with somebody else. Take that shit to the white man or to the Asians, not me. Because I'm not, I know you're coming and going. So peace out. And as you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. I'm out.